Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, October 23rd. Markets continue to grind higher in the grains today after opening and trading a penny or two lower across the board in corn, wheat, and beans on the overnight trade. Once the day trade started this morning, the market steadily ground higher, finishing with new highs for the move in corn and beans, and with wheat recovering most of the balance of the losses of a couple of days ago. So let's first take a look at corn. We had December finish up 3 cents, 419 and a quarter. Again, fifth day of higher highs and higher lows. In the post 5 minute trading there, we put in a new high at 420. And that last few minutes of trade, still about 4 cents off the contract high at 424. Funds now long about 240,000 contracts estimated. We'll get an update this afternoon as of Tuesday's close. And USDA this morning did announce the sale of 100,000 tons of corn to unknown. So again, funds here seem to be in the driver's seat and may continue to defend and add to this position as we head into the end of the month. In the wheat, we had December Chicago finish up a dime at 632 and three quarters. That's about 13 cents off the overnight low of 19 and a half. Kansas City, December up 9.5 at 569 and three quarters. That's about 13 and three quarters off of a 556 low. Minneapolis spring wheat finished up 3 cents at 577 and a half, about a nickel off of a 72 and a half low. Yet an outside day up in the Chicago wheat. That's where you take out the yesterday's low and then finish above yesterday's high. Had an outside day in Kansas City, not quite an outside day up. Did not finish above yesterday's close, but still a good finish there. And we've got the funds, again, in the driver's seat here in the wheat. Long about 75,000 in Chicago, about 33,000 in Kansas City. Get some updates again this afternoon. Taking a look at soybeans, November finished up a dime at 1083 and three quarters. That's about 18 cents off of the 65 and three quarter cent low. And in the post-close trading, that last 5 minutes between 115 and 120 put in a new high for the move here, 1088 and a half. That's going to a four-year close. And again, a new high trade at 1088 and a half. Funds probably long now about 275,000 contracts in beans. That's a new record. And again, when they're in the driver's seat, they tend to like to carry these momentums into the end of the month or end of next week. A lot of this, I think, on the news coming out of China last night, this morning through Reuters, that they're likely to issue more TRQs, that is tariff relief quotas, which allows buyers to bring in grain without having to pay those tariffs. This is to meet the increased feed demands, probably due to the growing back of the pig herd and the dwindling reserves that they had, especially in corn. They sold off somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 million metric tons over the winter. Now they're going to have to be replenishing those sources in order to get themselves back up to a safe level there. So we will see how much of this really starts to develop. But the funds, again, seem to be in the driver's seat, and we'll continue watching this story develop. Got a little bit of rain in Argentina the last couple of days. Maybe a little bit too late to save the wheat crop down there. So we're also getting some support from that, from the declining prospects, and also keeping an eye on any other weather developments with the La Nina as far as the delayed planting in about 20-25% of the beans and how that could push back the planting of that second corn crop down there after they harvest the beans, which would, again, be supportive of corn here in North America. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.